miraculous powers shows everyone that he is not fallible. Because if he has broken his vows, how can he be born up? Then there was another time that Devadatta gave alcohol to an elephant and disturbed the elephant, and when Buddha came along, released the elephant, hoping that the elephant would trample all over the floor. So what did Buddha do? Called the police? Sue Devadatta? No. He immediately practiced metta. And his metta is not like ours, his metta is result. He raised his hands and thought about great compassion for the suffering people. The wild elephant charged for the Buddha, and in front of the Buddha, Kaltari, he can feel the metta of the Buddha. He can feel the love. And the Buddha himself, Kaltari. There's another time where Buddha was going to a patron's house to have lunch, midday meal, and Devadatta along the road dug a huge pit. And in that, covered it with grass and made it look like the pathway, hoping that the Buddha would fall into it. Buddha walked right over it. Because Buddha does not have the karma to be harmed. So you cannot harm him. But Devadatta couldn't see that. He thought, oh, if it was me, I would prostrate and say, oh, sorry, you are the Buddha. But Devadatta thought, oh, maybe the stick was too heavy and Buddha was too light. Maybe he went on a diet or something. But, you know, he had this kind of bad view to try to destroy the Buddha. So at one time when the Buddha and a group of disciples were walking and traveling to the next destination, then Devadatta had already planned weeks ago, he and his wonderful friends, his Dharma friends, gathered a lot of rocks at the top of a hill. And this hill is a small hill with a ledge near a walkway where Buddha usually passes. So as the Buddha was passing that day, Zambala was on the entourage. And Devadatta pushed all the boulders, and he wants to crush the Buddha and kill him. Buddha, of course, even the rocks near him will stop because he has no time to suffer. So Zambala, out of great faith and great devotion to the Buddha, even still jumped in front of Lord Buddha. And he's very fat and he's very strong and he has supernatural powers. And he blocked the boulder. But a piece of the boulder, so the boulder broke into many pieces. And then a piece of the boulder struck Zambala's head and he collapsed unconscious. So Buddha immediately came over to Zambala, and by the merits of doing that action of selflessness, the merit collected from that, Buddha was able to heal him. So Buddha put his hand down, and a stream of white, milk-like nectar fell on Zambala's head, which gave him purification, purified his wound, and he was able to wake up immediately. So he woke up, he prostrated three times to his guru, Lord Buddha, and then thanked the Buddha, and the Buddha said to him, from today on, anyone in the future who pours blessed, purified water on you with good motivation, my students, please grant them wealth. And Zambala again prostrated three times to Lord Buddha and said, as my guru commands, I will, I will, I will. So the tradition of pouring water on Zambala's head came about in that way during Buddha's time itself. So Zambala is a bodhisattva, is a fully enlightened 10th stage bodhisattva. He is not some wealth god, he is not some wealth deity with a lot of places, hang out on the streets and prove justice and get money. Alright? Zambala has many meanings. The outer Zambala is actually a being who practiced the Dharma under Buddha and became enlightened, who was very wealthy. But the definitive Zambala, or the real meaning of Zambala, is when you practice Zambala, it is to practice giving and charity, not to give, not to get. So when you do Zambala's practice, the very reason you do Zambala's practice is to purify your miserly energy. If you have business problems, financial difficulties, always having money problems, it is not the Buddha's fault, it is not your friend's fault, it's not your partner's fault, it's not anyone's fault, it's not the economy's fault. If it's the economy's fault, when the economy falls down, everyone must suffer. There are some people who don't suffer. Why? It's individual karma. There's collective karma that people will suffer economy, fall down. And then there's individual karma that says, no. You have been collectively born together, but you do not have to suffer, you don't have the karma. There can be a group of people who go someplace five people may do the same action, one person doesn't do the same action. So those six people can be born again in the same place, or together, or five people will do one action, that one will do a different action. So they have the collective karma to be together, but not the karma to actually experience the same thing. So during economic crisis, a lot of people suffer. There are a lot of people who are not, to tell you the truth. Not that them. It's their own individual karma. Whether you suffer economically or not, and if it's the economic crisis that you're suffering economy, and during good times, there are a lot of people who are suffering also. How come? So the very cause of economic suffering or financial suffering is the negative karma we have collected by miserliness and selfishness. Holding our possessions, holding our money, holding our wealth, holding our positions, and never ever sharing with others, especially people in need. We may think, oh well, I'm very generous with my children, I'm very generous with my husband, I'm very generous with my wife, I'm very generous with my relatives, with my mother. That's not generosity, that's selfishness. How is that selfishness? Because you are giving to someone or something that benefits you. You are not giving to benefit them because they benefit you and you like them, so you give it to them because they have done a lot for you. So when you give to people who are near and dear to you and you are very generous, it's not a sign of generosity. I'm not saying don't help your near and dear ones. I'm saying don't be mistaken in your view. If you are generous to near and dear ones, it shows your very deep attachment and clinging to your selfish mind, to yourself. Me, 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 me. Because they have benefited you. They give something to you. And because you want something from them, you give them more. Generosity, the object of generosity to you. In fact, if we really want to practice toward people that harm us, number one, if not possible, toward people who have no relationship with us, or to people who cannot give us anything back. If you really want to practice generosity, and, of course, without speaking, if you want to practice generosity, I don't mention this because we're here, but it's just the truth, toward religious institutions, toward the Dharma, to your masters, toward Sangha. Why? Why? Simply because it's a temple? Simply because it's your guru? Simply because it's a Sangha? No. Because these institutions will bring benefit to others. So when you support these institutions, you are indirectly and directly helping others. That's the reason you support temples and give donations. You buy candles that you can buy 50 cents outside, they're ripping off at $1.50. The reason is because you are supporting a place that will bring benefit to others. So that is real support. Because you don't know who it's going to benefit, when it's going to benefit, or how it's going to benefit, or what people. Even if it benefits some of your enemies. But that's real giving. That's why giving to charities, cancer foundations, leukemia foundations, AIDS foundations is beautiful. Because you don't know who it's going to benefit, and those people you know are not going to do anything for you. But the very fact that you can give and help these institutions and places shows you that it's true generosity. And to complete the action of generosity, one should never boast, talk about, or let anyone know that you've done it in any way, shape, or form. Okay, Rinpoche, I didn't tell anybody. I wrote it to them. I helped this person. It's the same when the other person is made known. And you should never use your gifts as a weapon. I gave you this. I did this for you. Therefore, you must do it for me. That's a condition. And that condition arises from the self-cherishing mind. You may come across people who are kind that will say, okay, I'll do what you say. You might come across people who say, hey, you know where you can go. But you should give without condition, without terms, without time, without expectation or projection. If you really want to give. So since you're giving the money, again, let me stress, why don't you get the full benefits? If you're going to give it your hard-earned money that you sweat, blood, and tears for in time, and you give it away to temples, to your guru, to the Dharma, to the Sangha, give it to your friends, give it away and and get the full returns. And how do you do that? Without expectation. Without wanting to get a return, without expecting something back, good or bad, good or bad. You give, and you stop there. And you don't let people know. That is samadhi. That is the real samadhi. If we worship that samadhi, pray to that samadhi, the result will be freedom from taking rebirth in the realm of spirits. Because the main cause for going to the spirit realm is miserliness and the result of miserliness. If you earn $1,500 a month, give $10 to charity. If you earn $15,000, give $100 to charity. If you earn $15 million, give $1,000 to charity. But whatever you give, whomever you give, and whatever charity you give to, please give without expectation. Please give without terms and conditions. Please give without expecting or wanting something back. Please give without conditions. Give with the motivation that this will bring benefit to others. And when your money reaches there and you give, whether it actually benefits or not, that person uses it or not, still your karma that you collect from that giving is not wasted. Because your intent was correct. It would be more beneficial, if you really want to talk about karma, it would be more beneficial to meditate on helping and wishing and praying sincerely 100 persons than actually to help one person. Because everything starts from a fault. So to destroy it, and then when we have miserly energy, when we're very selfish and we give to places and things that benefit us only, we are not practicing generosity, we're practicing self-cherishing love. Mixed with generosity. From that action, you will collect good karma that will result in good, rich situations in the future. You will be born with wealth and poverty. Wealth and easy to get wealth and avoidance of poverty. Whereas if you give with no expectations, with bodhicitta motivation, loving compassion motivation, when you give, you will get the result of full enlightenment. You will become samadhi yourself. So you're giving anyway. You've spent a lot anyway. For some people, $1 is a lot. For some, it's $100. Some, it's $1,000. It's not the amount. You're spending a lot anyway for charities, for temples, for your gurus, etc. But get the maximum benefit from that. And that's not selfish mind. The reason to get maximum benefit is to become enlightened, to give more maximum benefit to others. So you're giving anyway, you're doing it anyway, with or without a good motivation. But do it with a good motivation. Do it immediately with a positive motivation. Then you will get full returns. I think that's very logical. I think that makes a lot of sense. I'm trying to practice that. I try to. I don't dare say I am. I say I try to. So we should try to practice that. And Zambala's practice is very good for purifying our miserly mind and energy. People have wrong conception. We do Zambala, we get wealthy. If you don't create the causes of getting wealthy, how? Of course, if you make offerings of milk and tea and biscuits and fruit offerings and prayers and Zambala, you do collect merit, you do collect wealth. Akasa, you do collect good karma. If it's motivated by bodhicitta, good merits. So you do get karma or merits. But the intensity of it is dependent on your motivation. So praying to Zambala, worshipping Zambala is very powerful for purifying your negative energy that you have collected from previous lives and this life that make you suffer poverty. So when we pray to Zambala, the effect is not we're worshipping some big god and he gives us everything. The effect is when you worship and pray to Zambala, in Zambala's prayer, you're taking refuge in him, you're inviting him, you're making confessions to him. Confessions is a magic word. You're making offerings to him. You're requesting him to turn the wheel of the Dharma. You're requesting him to remain. You're practicing the seven limbs to Sambhala, who is the Mysore, purified Mysore energy of the Buddhas. So all the Buddhas' energy of Mysoreliness that's been purified, generosity, giving, the six parameter giving, dana, is Sambhala. So Tara is the purified energy of jealousy of all the Buddhas. So she is the activity goddess. So Guan Yin Ma is the purified energy of all the Buddhas and anger and hatred, compassion and mercy. Song Kaba is the purified energy of all the Buddhas, ignorance and stupidity. Zambala is the purified energy of all the Buddhas, Maitri energy, which is giving and giving without expectation. So you are praying to a Buddha who specifically manifested in the Buddha's power of Dana. And by doing the seven limbs or seven pujas in relation to Sambhala, that's how you purify your negative karma in relation to selfishness and miserliness. And that's how we get well when we practice Sambhala. It's very clear, it's very logical. And definitely Sambhala is a blessing. But Sambhala is not the only wealth deity, but it's the well-known one, so I decided to do that. JRMG is also a wealth deity. I forgot to mention that last night. On his incorrect representations of JRMG, he has two lotuses on left and right. On top of the lotus, on the left, there's a Dharma text. On top of that, there should be a jewel. Yes, there's a jewel. This jewel represents Dharma jewel, material jewel, and spiritual jewel. So by practicing and worshipping JRMG, you will also gain tremendous wealth. I forgot to mention that last night. So if you want a wealthy JRMG is excellent. Zambala is excellent. Norgyuma is excellent. White Mahakala is excellent. So if you want a wealth deity, there are many types of wealth deities. The motive is, in practice, give without expectation, without terms and conditions. That's the real Sambhala, that's the living Sambhala. And in prayer, when you do that practice in prayer, when you propitiate any of the wealth deities, Songkala, Sambhala, Wai Mahakala, Vaishavana, you will definitely purify the negative karma from miserliness and you will gain wealth. Not only material wealth, but spiritual wealth. Is that clearly understood? So whatever wealth deity we decide to propitiate, that is the term, or that is the motive behind it, or that is the prerequisite for necessity to practice the wealth deity. Very, very important. So today, I will commence with the puja. We'll finish very quickly, it's quite easy. Chant it real fast. We like everything fast and express. That's why fast food restaurants are great. This is a fast food wellness center. Alright? We get fast enlightenment, and we get over our teachings fast. Alright? And then we go home and watch TV slowly. We go home and take a bath slowly. We go and count our money slowly. We go to karaoke and hang out slowly. But when we leave the Dharma, we go fast. Right? That's good. Just kidding, just kidding. So, yesterday I encouraged families to have JRMG statue in their house. I've explained the reason and the blessing about JRMG yesterday. Here's an example of a beautiful JRMG. These are four sets that will be sent to China soon that we have bought in the Bodhi bookstore. You can order from him. And then they come with the clothes and with the hats. And then very important is that they're consecrated by the monks, filled with mandals. So if you wish to get it, you should get it immediately. You can have the monks do it for you. And then we can have a mass blessing. Today I'll also consecrate the statue. There are two types. There's the Delhi ones made of brass, Delhi. And there's the Nepal ones made of copper. So the copper ones are more expensive. The Delhi ones are less expensive because they're brass. So therefore, when you dress them, there's no difference. So it's very beautiful. Two disciples. The fierce disciple should be on the right, and the peaceful disciple should be on the left. Or you can just order a JRMG on his own. The bigger, the better. As you can accommodate. and then get beautiful glass and cover him up without a hole in the front. So, please, let's take a 5-second stretch, and then we start the puja. Because we need to be out. If you have to work hard, you can lose balance. So, Sambala is fat and corpulent, with a beautiful golden body. With a beautiful golden body, one face and two arms with a slight tilt. Then, in his left hand, he's holding a wish for the mongoose, which is spitting a lot of jewels out. Spitting a lot of jewels out, wish-fulfilling jewels. Jewels that can fulfill your spiritual and material wealth and your needs. And he wears a crown of a beautiful prince and a beautiful scarf. And his two feet are resting on an eye of a conch shell. And he's also wearing a chain. He is wearing a necklace of beautiful blue on the flowers, whether it's represented here or not. And he's slightly haughty. So he is fat, golden in color, with half his hair tied up, half of it down, with crowns and 6 ornaments representing the fulfillment of the 6 paramitas. And he is golden in color and very beautiful and very corpulent. And his face is not fierce, it's supposed to be slightly haughty. Why? Usually, with all due respect to everyone, usually rich people are on the haughty side, not everyone. So they think they have more money, they can control you more, they are better than you. So Sambala has that look. If you're rich, I've got more than you. So he's showing you a haughty face to subdue your own haughtiness. So he fights fire with fire. So that's the representation. This is the representation it says in the text exactly. That he uses haughtiness to subdue haughtiness. So he shows himself to be haughty. He has a lot of money. He's wealthy. He's got much, much more than you, and that's the truth. And he's enlightened too, right? So he subdues you by saying, I am much more wealthier than you. You can never match me. Therefore, by showing this haughty nature, he subdues your pride and ego. He brings you onto the Dharma and teaches you and gives you spiritual wealth, which emits from his mongoose and spiritual jewels. Alright? So it's very beautiful. It's very wonderful. Sambala, again, is a fully enlightened Buddha. You should not pray to him for silly, ridiculous things like money and wealth. I know I broke your conception. You should pray to him for compassion, wisdom, obtaining patience. And you should pray to him to achieve the 8 transformations of the mind. You should pray to him for bodhicitta, shunyata, realization, shunyata. You should pray to him to become a Buddha like him. That's why you pray to Sambala. So when you pray to Sambala in this kind of way, you are indirectly creating the karma to get wealth. But don't be sneaky. So, when we pray to Sambala, please take refuge, and at this time, I will give you the mantra. When we focus on this mantra, when you recite this mantra through the puja, which we will be doing, then please focus that all our energies will go out into the economic regions of this area and bless everyone that's suffering from poverty and difficulty. May everyone have freedom from poverty and difficulty and suffering. Please think like that very, very strongly when we do the puja. Without thinking like that, then we cannot get Sambala's blessings. We will never become wealthy. We will never be able to come out of our difficulties. So by doing Sambala pujas and Sambala prayers all the time, when you bring fruits and your offerings and flowers, you offer to Sambala, you're offering to a deity that's freed of miserliness. By making a affinity with a deity that's representing freedom of miserliness, you collect the karma to be free from miserliness, purify your karma of miserliness, therefore you gain wealth. So by doing this puja and meditation correctly, definitely increase your wealth. And I hope in the future that Wisdom Center here, we can do this puja weekly, which I will conduct while I'm here. So when you come for the future, maybe let the boy play outside. Then easier for everyone. Thank you. If you worship or pray to someone in this way, that's how you can purify negative energy related to mindfulness, related to suffering of poverty. Alright, please think like that. So the mantra, please repeat after me, is Om. Sambala. Salim Jaye.
Salim Jaye.
Soha.
Soha.
Om.
Om.
Sambala.
Sambala.
Salim Jaye.
Salim Jaye.
Soha.
Soha.
Om.
Om.
Sambala.
Sambala.
Salim Jaye.
Salim Jaye.
Soha.
Soha.
Om.
Om.
Sambala.
Sambala.
Salim Jaye.
Salim Jaye.
Soha.
Soha.
Om.
Om.
Sambala.
Sambala.
Salim Jaye.
Salim Jaye.
Soha.
Soha.
Please focus on him. Please focus on the difficulties that other people have and the difficulties that other people are experiencing, and pray that Sambala blesses them, that their needs and wants are fulfilled, especially that they may become enlightened. Please think about that when doing the puja. Then, during the middle of the puja, I will be pouring blessed milk onto Sambala, as I explained to you earlier. And then during that time, when I pour, we recite the mantra strongly together. And then afterwards, we'll offer the blessed cakes to Sambala. So everyone can get up, grab one cake and make a good motivation, make a good prayer, and offer it to someone by reciting this mantra. We'll do that. Then afterwards, we'll distribute the offerings that's been blessed. Everybody takes one piece home as a blessing. The need is from Zambala. Alright? We leave it here. Definitely, we cannot finish it up. But it's blessed. It's blessed. Alright? So take one piece. Don't think, oh, I want the apple to be in orange. When it's blessed, anything. So you take a piece home and take it and think it's a blessing from Zambala. Alright, so it'll be very, very nice. Please have good motivation. Please listen with good concentration. Please pray with good concentration. It's not every day we have the good opportunity to be able to worship US dollar Buddha. Alright? Very good. Yeah. Thank you.
Sancebezi, Erdoğan Bayrı, Recep Tayyip Erdoğan, Cüneyt
Karayazın Mesela Lama Sancebezi, Muvalli,
Nabavi Mezim, Bengel, Onşeci, Ali Tungar, Doğru, Çayı, Cüneyt,
Çeviri ve Altyazı M.K. Thank you. Amen. Oh. 我们送过去的时候，我们送过去的话，不管你有什么困难，不管你有什么困难，准备的过去，对阳性加些为难，多么考虑这个女方分手说话，什么语气，你这个事情我都觉得好，好。
Om ben zahmi 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 ana ana Om so mo shi da zahmi da so mo shi da mo ma ni du ma ni du mo ma ni du Om ben zahmi zahmi rang ki du du mo ne Om ne du mo chi ne ya chi ya chi ne Om ne du me pa ze pa ze ne du be chi ne sha ze se ne do du du na na se chi cha chi se ro mo na na chi po mo me be sa ba ki Please remember, do not play for small, silly, worldly, selfish things. With all due respect, I don't mean any more offense. Please pray for higher and most exalted things in relation to someone. Please be free of the eight worldly motives and pray for the Chinese motivation. May everyone in this economic region who is having problems and difficulties, may they please be free from economic difficulties and problems. Please think like that. Very strongly and well. And if you cannot practice bodhicitta one and consent, you can sneak yourself in. Everybody and me. You can say no problem. Sambala no fun. May all living beings be endowed with happiness, cause of happiness, all living beings to please someone, cause of suffering. May all living beings be endowed with happiness, cause of suffering, all living beings to please someone. Not having attachment for those who hold close, nor aversion for those who keep up this. Homo sopo vajita sa wala, sopo vajita ha, homo ni do yoga. Out of emptiness, when the syllable home comes the protection wheel, at the center of which the syllable come comes a lotus, and the palm comes a moon disc, and the center of this is one's own consciousness in the form of a yellow syllable, it's all. In the form of the yellow syllable za, which emanates raised light in the offerings to all the Buddhas, for the sons of deities, the lights come back, and the za pacifies the sufferings of all the poverty of all sentient beings. Cause you raise the treasures of all. Light to collect back into the syllable za, and once takes the form of ayasamala with golden color, one face and two arms with the right hand and gesture of the supreme giving, holding the bija for the fruit, and the left holding a long fruit, in whose mouth the great treasure of jewels is constantly emitted. Ayasamala is peaceful, elegant, slightly corpulent, appearing very gentle and completely happy, pleasant state of mind, with his eyes wide open and his black hair tied on top, under the normal jewel head ornaments. The right foot is slightly outstretched in a royal posture, and both feet are placed on a treasure such as eye of concha, hair of lotus. Wearing multicolored silken clothing and jewel ornaments, as he is adorned with gardens of blue opal flowers. His body is luminous and radiant from one's heart, center as Ayasambala, emanating rays of light, inviting wisdom beings in the form of Ayasambala along with his entourage. You should think very strongly that Ayasambala and your guru is one in nature. So in this case, we can think that in the heart of JRMT, Zambala is sitting there, and all the offerings are being made to Zambala, who is in the heart of JRMT. Why is Zambala in the heart of JRMT? materiality has no masculine energy, no masculineness at all. So this manifests in the form of Zambala sitting from his heart. So we can worship Jerichi in this form of Rahu, also very powerful. So Jerichi is very versatile, very, very versatile. Menza sama za za.
And
the forehead is so open, the heart of home, okay, the light rays emanates, rays of light, and by the light initiated, it is natural. Please bestow the initiation, confirm the initiation upon Zambala. Om Benza, Om Ma, Vajra, this initiation is not for you. It's actually inviting the deity and making offerings to the deity. So don't think, oh, initiation. Om Vajra, Vajra, Abhishinda, Om. Zambala's body is Zambala's body is filled, purified, all states, and excess of water comes out from the crown of the head, transforming into the Buddha yellow Dada Zambala. Oma, 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 Oma. Now we make the five sensory offerings to the great Buddha Zambala. So you see the four small cake tomas, Mrs. Song, the white one, the tomas, the white ones. Okay, that's a toma, that's a cake. In front of that is light offerings, eggs and all that. So we're offering those sensory things to Zambala. So when I say, oh, I am Zambala, somebody like Bhatu, it means I offer you water. Bhatian means I offer you water to wash your holy feet. Dube means I'm offering you flowers. Dube means I'm offering you incense. Aloke means I'm offering you light. Gende means I'm offering perfume. Nivende means I'm offering you food. And Shabda means I'm offering you beautiful sounds. So we're offering these beautiful things to the great Buddha Zambala. The main cake that's in the center, the big one, we'll offer afterwards, alright? Oma, since we invited Zambala here to reside in Jerichi, we make offerings just like we invited guests. Oma, Aya, Zambala, Saba, Iwana, Abu. Oma aya sambala sambali wana paje. Oma aya sambala sambali wana kude. Oma aya sambala sambali wana kude. Oma aya sambala sambali wana adoke paje tanso. Oma aya sambala sambali wana Lord of wealth, holder of the treasure of jewels, and Lord of the numerous wealth holding yakshas, great Lord and protector of the north, the south, three attainments, I prostrate to you, Lord Zambala. In the center of a copper vessel, now, we sing on the Mabe. Now, you should think that this is the real Arya Zambala present. Don't think that it's a statue or just made of clay or anything. It's complexly consecrated. You should think that it's a real Zambala present. In the center of a copper vessel out of emptiness appears Arya Zambala in golden color, one face and two arms, with right hand and gesture of serene giving, holding a vision from the fruit, and the left holding a mantra, which is constantly emitting from his mouth a great treasure of jewels. Arya Zambala's peaceful and elegant, slightly forklift, appearing very gentle and completely happy and pleasant state of mind, with his eyes wide open, his black hair tied up in the top knot. He is adorned with jewel edge ornaments. The right foot is slightly outstretched in a royal posture, and both feet are placed on a treasure such as the eye of Kansha and the head of a lotus. Wearing multicolored silky clothing and jewel ornaments, he is adorned with garlands of beautiful balaclavas. His body is luminous and radiant. At the palm of the right hand, on the moon, is the syllable Om Ah Om Chang Chi. Emanate rays of light, inviting the blessings of all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and deities in the form of nectar, which enters into the five syllables at the palm of Zambala. So usually we do this ritual with water, but it's even more auspicious to offer precious milk to Sambala Purimpan. So I will recite the mantra. The mantra has to be recited 108 times, one round or more. So when we're reciting the mantra, please do not talk, please do not move around. Please focus and concentrate on the Buddha Sambala. Think to yourselves, great Buddha Sambala, remember your vow to your Guru Shakyamuni. Please bestow wealth on us, spiritual wealth, material wealth on us. And please may we be able to gain enlightenment. And most especially, may the problems and difficulties of this area we dedicate to our parents and the key economic problems of this people in the area be completely resolved. We have completely destroyed. Great Sambala, who is the purified energy of mindfulness. Purified energy of mindfulness along with us. We make offerings to you. Please remember your vows. We recite together, make it beautiful and together.
Gracias.